stones. Greetings and welcome to Positively Healthy. You may have noticed that I am not Dr. Trudy Pratt. This is Dan Martin. I'm the CEIEIO of the Lazy 69 Ranch, and many of you know me as your local or sometimes loco chicken and cattle farmer from the Lazy 69 Ranch. By now you're wondering what I've done with Dr. Trudy. Well, we decided to walk a mile in each other's boots, and right about now she's collecting today's eggs for me. And Dr. Trudy, if you're listening, please be sure to check underneath all the hens' wings for eggs. Sometimes we like to hide them there. And do a good job for me. We need those eggs. So I want to talk a little bit about a couple of things today. We have a wonderful guest here from a local business. But before we get to that, Dr. Trudy and I, I've been a sponsor. Lazy 69 has been a sponsor of Dr. Trudy's show since the beginning and since day one. And you might wonder what we have in common. We've really been kind of running parallel paths in that, we use the same currency. Dr. Trudy and I both use an ounce of prevention and trade that for a pound of cure. In an organic operation, what that means is everything I do is geared towards prevention of problems with our poultry, and that has a lot of parallels to our own health in that, we use that ounce of prevention as currency, and it pays back in wonderful dividends in the form of a pound of cure. So I want to talk a little bit, too, about what's been happening locally with our local food scene. And a couple weeks ago, our governor, Arnold Schwarzenegger, signed AB 1437. And what the heck is AB 1437, Dan? Well, I'm glad you asked. The AB 1437 really signs into law. In 2008, the voters of California voted in Proposition 2, which really relates to the size of the cage in caged poultry operations. And the voters unanimously approved this, and the governor signed it into law, where now the size of the cage simply gets bigger. And I'm not really sure that's what we needed out of this, and I'm not really sure that we needed legislation to do it. But it kind of puts into context the history of our food here locally in California and here in Shasta County. Prior to World War II, we had a local slaughterhouse. We had lots of local sources of food. And then after World War II, we began importing more stuff from other states and outsourcing things. And I guess my point in all this is that we really didn't need to legislate this. It's, you vote every time you go to a store and make a purchase. You cast your vote. And we could have simply said, we won't buy from egg producers that raise their chickens in small cages. Now what we've done is we've simply increased the size of the cage. So I'm not really sure that's where we need to go, but it really kind of puts in a historical perspective of where we are. The people now are looking towards more local food and looking towards feeling better about the food they eat and the fact that the animals are treated well. So we're going to kind of talk about a little bit. We're going to be all over the map today. And if you want to call in and ask me questions, anything from chickens to anything like that, our number is 605-4567. We'd like to hear from you. Now is your chance to put me on the spot. I get emails from customers asking about our protocol, how we do things. I wear everything on my sleeve, so feel free to call in and let me know what's on your mind. And when we come back here, we're going to go to a little break, I think, here in a minute or so. And I have a special guest from Orchard Nutrition. Vicki Leda and her family run Orchard Nutrition. It's a wonderful operation, been around here for decades, and we're going to talk to her about kind of some local food history, and we're also going to talk about some terminology that the consumer needs to be familiar with, the organic terminology, what local means, and things of that nature. So hopefully we'll be informative for you, and Dr. Trudy, good luck with those eggs, and so we'll be right back, I think. Is that okay? And I'm getting some help here, so bear with me. We're going to come back and introduce you to Vicki, and stay tuned and give us a call, 605-4567.
Today, most...
Slow, you got to make the move too fast. You got to make the morning last, just kicking down.
Welcome back to Positively Healthy. This is Dr. Trudy Pratt's show. However, as you've noticed, I'm not Dr. Trudy. Dr. Trudy's helping me at the farm today while I'm going to walk a mile in her boots. And what I'd like to do next is introduce a very special guest on the show, and somebody who I admire, whose family I admire, Vicki Leda. Vicki, welcome.
Thank you very
welcome,
much.
Welcome, welcome. And Vicki's family owns and operates Orchard Nutrition. And if you've never been to Orchard Nutrition, you need to go there and see what it's all about. It is a beehive of activity there. you know, I make, you know, for those that don't really know me, I own and operate the Lazy 69 Ranch. We have free-range organic eggs, and we also offer grass-fed beef. I make deliveries to several stores in town, and a lot of these stores are now jumping on a recent bandwagon to promote local products, to promote family products, and say, welcome and join our family. And this is one store. When I walk in the back of Orchard Nutrition, I walk there and make my deliveries, and I see the entire Leda family hard at work, buzzing around, and I appreciate that so much because we do the same thing. We're working this 8 days a week, and it's truly a family operation. And what I'd like to do with Vicki is kind of have Vicki tell us a little bit about the store, its history, when it started, how it started, and then from there, her and I are going to kind of work through some of this terminology that we see common to products and kind of, you know, define what that means to you and what the consumer ought to be looking for beyond just, say, looking for something organic or looking for something local, and kind of give you some information to drill down a little bit and find out what you should really be looking at. So, Vicki, welcome again, and can you tell us a little bit about what Orchard Nutrition is and where it's at?
Thanks, Dan. It's nice to be here today. Yeah, Orchard, Orchard's a family business. We've been open since 1982. We started by parents and I and my grandmother in a little space on Park Marina Drive. Everything bloomed pretty quickly. And we've now have my father, my husband, and all four of my children in the store.
And 1982, okay. So 28 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Is when the store began. And we had a conversation earlier about things that are cool nowadays that weren't cool not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And it reminds us of that the old country song from Barbara Mandrell, I think, who was country before country became cool, right? So 28 years ago, ahead of all of the current organic push and, you know, local product push and the movies like Food Incorporated, Orchard Nutrition was in the 80s already doing this stuff and was cool before it became cool.
Yeah, or not cool, but still doing. Absolutely. We were the health nuts, I think. That's how kind of how we were.
You were labeled.
Your
family was.
We were the health nuts, but that was okay because that's how we lived and that's what we believed in. And it's really nice to see it come to where it has. So many people. We're not health nuts anymore. We're just folks trying to take care of ourselves.
And that currency I talked about earlier, which I believe you also use, is that ounce of prevention. And where else can you you get an exchange rate of 16 to 1? If you use an ounce of prevention, it's worth a pound of cure. And you know, thanks to Dr. Trudy on her show here, Positively Healthy, we have learned that it really is simpler than you think to change your lifestyle mildly to get, you know, exponential results. For example, getting away from the high fructose corn syrup and getting away from sodas. Just try that for a week. And so these parallels that we find here, and we're kind of now at the point where Orchard Nutrition has been kind of a leader amongst leaders. We've had other stores developed in other places that have tried to basically copy the family business that is Orchard Nutrition here. So, and you also, you know, when you walk into Orchard Nutrition, for example, I went in there one day looking for a supplement. And there was a very nice lady that had greeted me, and instead of just being able to point me to the shelf that it was on, she actually was able to give me what I felt like I received a consultation from a professional after I left the store. She not only did she say, here's where the product is and here's how much it is, but here's some things you should know, here's some considerations you should, almost like talking to a pharmacist. And can you tell people about the service that you offer there?
We do have some lovely ladies in our supplement department. They are they're very well trained in the nutrition field, and that's what they're there for. You can ask any question. They're there to help you find the product, to make sure you're finding the correct product, and just make sure that you get everything that you need. I think that's something you can't find in any other store, at least in our area. When you struggle, you're not just pointed, you need to go down the hall there and turn right. Oh, no. Not in our store.
And when you get to that product, you can actually, it's tangible, you can actually source that product. And if you don't know where that product came from, you can ask somebody and they'll tell you. And I'll use another store across town, whose name I won't give an advertisement. But if I walk into this other store, in town that is a quasi health food store. It's really more of a treasure hunt store. If I see something I like there, and I look at, I try to source where that came from. Who produced this? And most of the time, I find it came from another country. And I think, what in the world? How could it be efficient to bring that all the way over here? Whereas, if you go online at the Orchard Nutrition's website, there's a creed on there that basically, I'll let Vicki explain it in detail. But basically, it's just, you know, they're not going to settle for factory seconds, or they're not going to settle. It's an unwavering criteria that they're providing the highest quality stuff that is actually sourceable, that you can understand where it came from and what it really means to you. And can you tell me a little bit about that creed?
That is it. Joe, my father, that was from the absolute very first day. We will not sell seconds. We will not buy compromised product, for the reason that sometimes you will find them cheaper, but maybe it's just not quite what it needs to be. So
yeah.
You won't ever find anything compromised. You won't find seconds in Orchard. You just can't. You won't. We want to make sure that you can find the source to everything that we've purchased. We've investigated the source and the producer, and are happy to share it.
And you've become that service that you actually inadvertently provide that people don't maybe not realize fully, is that filtering element that you provide, to where you can confidently walk into the store and knowing that somebody has already done some homework. Most people don't have enough time in their busy lifestyle to do their own homework, to get online, to research every little thing. And so you can trust when you go in there that that has been performed, basically.
We've done that. We have done that, yes.
And that's no small feat. That is a service that I hope people sincerely appreciate. And I know I do. And I'd like to talk a little bit about, you know, you and I, Vicki, had a conversation not too long ago about what local means.
Oh, yes.
And the definition of local. And what we're finding is, for example, you know, I believe that, you know, a few years ago, I showed up at your store with my plain brown egg cartons, you know, kind of begging to get in and say, can we try these on your shelf? And you're like, sure, you know, we support local products. And this is not something that you can do at any of these other stores, a chain store. And it's not something that really, you know, is apparent in any of these other stores. It's when your definition of local is truly a local definition.
Absolutely. That is, and it's so great to have. We even use your eggs in the bakery.
That's right. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the bakery that's there. And we're going to, you know, hopefully if anybody is interested, give us a call at 605-4567. And you're listening to Positively Healthy, KCNR 1460. And we'll be back to talk more with Vicki right after this. Welcome back. Welcome back to Positively Healthy. Dr. Trudy has taken the day off to help me out collecting eggs. And so this is Dan Martin from Lazy 69 Ranch, and you're listening to Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. And here I have Vicki Leda of Orchard Nutrition, whose family owns and operates Orchard. And Vicki, before the break, we were talking about local. And you and I had a kind of a roundtable conversation on the definition of local. And what we're finding is that the term local, when a producer or a grower puts the term local on their product or on their packaging, that it local can mean a variety of things, and that local is not a protected term as we think it should be. For example, we had, you gave me an example where you were looking somewhere and saw a term that said local produce, and where was it from?
I believe it was from Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's, you know, western region, local.
Yeah.
And so I found the same thing. We have the term local on our egg cartons. And we feel very comfortable because primarily we're delivering in our same county. We're taking our eggs from Round Mountain, and we're coming down to Redding with them. And to me, that defines local. It is truly local. We are a local family. Every time you buy a dozen eggs, your money goes back to our farm, and, you know, gets replenished back in the community. So this whole the terminology, and it's very confusing for people to keep up with. You know, what we're trying to do is help people become familiar with the terminology. So local to us, you know, for example, Orchard Nutrition was the first and only store to allow me as a local vendor to experiment with my products on their shelf. And what we're finding is that local is not a protected term, that anybody can use local, and pretty soon we're eating watermelons that say local on them.
From Texas.
From Texas, which I have nothing against Texas, but do we need, we're here in California, do we need, you know, watermelons from Texas? Can't we get something more local, and can't we be a little more, it seems to me it's kind of disingenuous as a marketing tool to say something is local and fool the consumers into purchasing it based on that local appeal. And again, people don't always have time to, who's got time to do all the research? And again, Orchard offers that service. And you know, so did you have anything else on local?
Well, at Orchard, we've actually been really going over that. And local, to me, for Orchard, would be, you know, an obtainable distance. I don't know, an afternoon, Round Mountain, local. But we're labeling things if they're California. Well, you know, I don't consider San Diego local. California, yes. Local, no. So you'll find a little more different, little things more clear.
And, you know, obviously there are certain crops that geographically grow in some areas.
Absolutely.
That won't grow in others. And naturally, you know, Georgia's known for its peaches,
mm-hmm.
you know. And obviously, who wouldn't want the best of something like that, you know, to have on
right.
their plate? But I think, you know, as the consumer goes, we really need to you know, be more aware of what we're purchasing and what we're feeding. I feel like we're feeding the machine a lot of times in that there's lots of subsidies given to farmers to grow things below cost. And what I tell people, like when they buy a product at Orchard Nutrition or they buy my product anywhere, is that, you know, once you buy it, it's paid for. There's no hidden debt to our society in the form of a big carbon footprint or anything. Are my you know, eggs a little more expensive? I think we're pretty competitive for what we're offering. And, you know, however, I tell people that once you have paid for this dozen eggs or this pound of ground beef, that it is truly paid for. There's nothing else. You're not paying for any subsidies to me in the form of taxes or anything else. And so it's, to me, responsibly priced food. And I believe Orchard, you know, kind of shares some of that same philosophy in responsibly pricing things and doing the homework with the food.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we've talked about, we also have a bakery. We talked about you use the eggs, our eggs, in your bakery. There's a bakery at Orchard Nutrition. I don't know if anybody knew that or not. And
mm-hmm.
they make sandwiches back there, too, right?
We do. We have a bakery and a deli. All the food for the deli is produced right there at the store. And everything in the bakery is made fresh every day. In fact, all the recipes from there I made. So I created them all. So
truly, this yeah. whole thing from the store to the bakery, everything is from scratch.
Absolutely.
I think that's very cool.
Absolutely.
You know, again, when I walk in there and I see your husband, Huck, you know, this big man back there rolling dough in the bakery.
He's
you
been
know,
really
he's,
helping me out,
everybody's
yeah.
doing it for the team. You know, there's nobody's above certain chores. It's really just a cool environment. And so, you know, it's I really appreciate it because, you know, we're, again, working, you know, a poultry operation, I still haven't found a way to tell the chickens to take Sunday off and lay two eggs on Monday. And so it's an everyday thing. You know,
yeah.
it's a seven-day-a-week thing. I love it. Wouldn't trade it for anything. But I appreciate it when I walk into Orchard and I see the family working and doing it really with the end result being a benefit to the consumer. Not just doing it because they have to do it, not just doing it, you know, for the almighty dollar, but just doing it because it feels right, it feels good, and, you know, everybody's pulling together. And then everybody has to go home at the end of the day with each other.
Yeah.
And can you tell us a little bit, what's it like?
It's wonderful.
In the family business?
It's truly wonderful. Well, it was how I was raised because my dad and I, you know, that's what we did every day. We were always all together. And so that's being raised that way. Fortunately, I have a wonderful husband who is completely comfortable with that, and the kids are there. They don't get away with much. It's hard to work with mom and dad every day, and we homeschool, so it's not like they get away to school either. So, you know, we're really kind of all up in everybody's business, and I think that's part of the charm of the store and the staff that we have and the way that we live. It's nice to have people together. It's good to have your family work together. It's good for your children to see what it takes to live and to interact with other people who have like interests.
And, you know, and I know that you're familiar with this, the work ethic that's there when you are working for yourself, understanding the connection between your efforts and your rewards, and what that teaches the children. And,
oh, they
and it's contagious. It really is contagious to see. It's inspiring to see people do that. I wanted to, you know, that another term that people are now very familiar with is organic. And when I, you know, for example, my eggs, our Lazy 69 Ranch eggs, have an organic label on it. That is a protected term. I have a specific protocol associated with how I feed my chickens, what I feed them. And, you know, organic is also a very powerful marketing tool now.
Huge.
And there are some things that I think consumers should look for beyond just going for organic. And when we come back from the break here, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. This is Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. And have a listen to some of the other hardworking people here. And we'll be right back.
Got to make the morning last, just kicking down the cobblestone.
This is Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. This is Dan Martin filling in for Dr. Trudy. And she, is collecting eggs for me today, and I'm sitting in her seat. We're going to kind of get a feel of what it's like to be doing for a while. So, again, with me is Vicki Leda, whose family owns and operates Orchard Nutrition since 1982. And we want to talk a little bit more about, you know, we have more interest in this whole local, you know, how we define local. I think that, you know, we're talking during the break about, you know, what really is local. And we don't like, I don't like to, you know, there's some out there that really like to be hardcore and draw a line in the sand, you know, and say it's not more than 50 miles away. And so, Vicki, let's go over your skeletal definition of what local means to you and to your store right now.
I think a broad definition would be, you know, an afternoon's drive, not days and days away, not states away. It's kind of a loose definition, but something.
I think that, you know, there's some reasonableness obviously has to be applied.
Yes.
I mean, again,
exactly.
I don't want to say if there's a farmer that is 51 miles away and we define it as 50 miles away.
There's no cutoff like that.
We're just going to say arbitrarily that we're not interested. So
no.
I think what we would like to do is say that, well, you know, ultimately, you know, we have the local resources here. We would love to say that everything's here from Shasta County.
We'd definitely like to have as many things from Shasta County as possible, but that's...
I think historically, we've kind of come full circle with this stuff. We historically have been gone from local, local slaughterhouses, local ranches, local farms producing produce, and then now we've gone away from this to a more mass-produced feed of, you know, factory farming and so forth. And we've become very industrious. After World War II, we became very industrious and very efficient at mass-producing quantities of feed and forage for, say, cattle feedlots and things like that. And so, you know, local to us really here is, you know, let's first look locally within our own county for products and give them a shot. I really, there's another store. I did a little demo here at College not too long ago where I reluctantly went into the store called Trader Joe's and I bought a dozen of their eggs just to see, you know, I mean, I'm in the egg business. I've got to see what they've got, you know, and see, you know, do a side-by-side comparison. And so we found that their eggs were priced the same as ours. Store, and they look similar on the outside, and we really didn't realize the difference until we cracked them open and did a side-by-side comparison of the yolk quality and the yolk height. And then, furthermore, we looked at the box that the eggs came in, and lo and behold, they came from Texas. There's Texas.
There's Texas again.
And it just kind of blew me away that, you know, here we are, people are going to this store which they think is kind of looking out for them and, you know, buying local products, and it has a very local appeal. It says free-range organic eggs with this picture of a happy chicken and grass on there, and then the reality is they're from a caged operation in Texas, and, you know, my eggs came 25 miles to get to Reading, and theirs came 2,000 miles to get to Reading. So if everything else was the same, and the price were the same, why in the world do we need eggs for Texas? I think you're probably on board with that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that was a wonderful demonstration to see the difference in two eggs that were being both organic, you know, but in the store they're the same price, and to actually look at the difference was was really amazing.
Orchard, you know, I wanted to mention, we have kind of a semi-annual event, we call it now.
Yes. In June and October, we have parking lot events where we bring vendors in and local vendors like Dan, and just to have a big sale and sort of just have a big party. We barbecue, we feed people, and really just appreciation and a good time. This year in June, Dan did that very same egg display, which many of the customers were really fascinated with to see.
It's strange because sometimes the simplest of things are the most dramatic.
It was awesome. Yeah.
And, you know, I think what's really cool about that is, you know, being an 8-day-a-week operation here, is that I don't have much time to interface with my customers, and that really provides an opportunity for customers to meet and greet, to heckle me, to grill me on, you know, whatever it is they need to know, and to actually, you know, they were very impressed by the fact that Orchard Nutrition was able to get local vendors there and make them accessible. And one of the things we love about, you know, Dr. Trudy is she's so accessible with the SAGE information, which is very, very fundamentally sound, and being accessible to the consumers is really, you know, a wonderful thing. So we all appreciate that. And, you know, so going from local to the term organic. Organic is a protected term. And I said earlier that my feed, for example, I have a protocol specifically associated with our egg laying. Recently I had an opportunity to buy cheaper organic feed that came from China, of all places. And so my feed guy says, hey, you know, we've got some organic stuff from China, if you're interested. It's a lot cheaper than the stuff that's grown here in California. And if you want, you know, we can save you money and give you this cheaper feed from China. And you can feed your chickens that. And, you know, basically what he's trying to do is help me out so you can be more profitable by buying this cheaper feed. And so it kind of blew me away that here I am trying to keep this whole local theme, and then my feed company is offering me stuff from China cheaper. And I'm like, how in the world can I get it halfway across the world cheaper than what we can produce before here in California? So I guess my point in this is that when you look at an organic label, try to source it a little bit, see where it came from. You know, I don't trust toys from China, I don't trust tires from China, and I certainly don't trust feed from China, even if it does meet a U.S. organic standard. I just don't think we need to go there, and I didn't take that opportunity. And that's the type of filter that I offer, kind of like Orchard offers, to, you know, filter the stuff out. So, you know, I think when people look at organic, don't just assume that because it's organic that it's local. Don't just assume because it's organic that it's, you know, typically organic operations mean more humane environments for the animals, but not necessarily always. You could have an organic cage, you know, poultry operation. We talked about this Prop 2 in 2008, maybe 1437, the Hooksmaker signed in here a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, really, you know, I think it's true what Dr. Trudy and I said all along, is that you vote every time you go to the store. You don't need to legislate something like this. Had we just supported local operations, we could have put, you know, the message across to the egg farmers that we use in cages. And so, you know, I look at it this way. If I had a family member that was being kept in a cell, would I be content just enlarging that cell and saying, okay, you can keep my family member in that cell? It's the same with the chickens, you know. Now that the chicken, you know, in a few years will have the space to stretch out and spread its wings and actually stand up in a cage, does that make it any better? And so we're going to talk some more about that. This is Positively Healthy, KCNR 1460, right after break. We'll do that.
MD Imaging.
Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. This is Dan Martin from the Lazy 69 Ranch. I'm joined today by Vicki Leda of Orchard Nutrition. We switched places with Dr. Pratt today, so you obviously noticed by now I'm not Dr. Pratt, I hope. And in our conversation, we left off talking about organic and looking and getting people to look beyond the organic term. We also have, you know, things like in our eggs, I'll use as an example, obviously because I'm familiar with them, free-range. You know, free-range is not necessarily a protected term. When you buy a dozen free-range eggs, a lot of times, as a matter of efficiency, the eggs are produced in a barn environment where the chickens are in a climate-controlled environment, lighting and heat and air conditioning, and never see light of day. you know, some brands now are coming out with barn-raised, you know, and trying to kind of gradually work towards what the voters have put in place via Prop 2 and AB 1437 and more humane treatment. And, you know, people buy eggs from us for a number of reasons, because we're local, because we're family, and so forth, because we're organic, because we treat the hens well. In the end, I'm hopeful that the product really sells itself. And, you know, one thing that Orchard does do is the value of things that they provide. For example, my eggs sell for, I think, about $3.95 a dozen at Orchard Nutrition. And if I were to take my eggs to San Francisco, then Vicky's looking at me like, yeah, they do sell for $3.95, right?
I think so, yeah.
Absolutely. She's right on. So if I, you know, I have taken my eggs to a store in San Francisco. They charge $7.49 a dozen for the same eggs that people here in Shasta County pay $3.95 for.
Wow.
And they cannot keep them on the shelf. They have this food culture is well developed in San Francisco, obviously. And it's amazing that, you know, Orchard Nutrition, being here since 1982, you know, has developed all this locally. So we talked a little bit about, we have a bakery, and do we have a catering service at Orchard too?
We do. We have a catering service, Amazing Foods. It's actually, my oldest daughter does specialty cakes for vegan cakes and wheat-free, gluten-free things. You just call in, and you can get a birthday cake made for wheat-free, gluten-free.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I know in the store there's some color-coded guides for products that are wheat-free, gluten-free. Anybody that has insensitivities, people with celiac disease, you know, that can't handle that.
Absolutely. We actually have a sign posted on each aisle with color coding attached to the product on the shelf to make it a little easier. So, you know, you don't have to read every label to know that this is gluten-free, because it shows. I think it's orange, mm-hmm. that particular one. Each one has a color, and that way, you know, if you need salt-free, well, it shows that. If you're looking for, you know, something without any sugars, it shows that, just to make your shopping experience a little easier and a little faster, because most of us have, you know, put that long, hard day of work in, and we don't want to read every label. So at Orchard, we've tried to make it easy. We've really tried to take that responsibility so that it's a smooth, pleasant experience, and you're able to get what you need without having to scour through things that you would never want to put in your mouth to start with.
And that's a service that should not be underestimated by anyone, because it's, again, with people's time constraints here, you know, it's not the easiest thing to become an expert on everything with our lifestyles the way they are. So you can go into Orchard and get a sandwich in the bakery.
Absolutely, right? And you can get a sandwich made with Lazy 69's beef that we roast there each day as well.
That's right. I deliver the deli roast there, and they actually cook them on site.
Mm-hmm.
And slice them right there, and you can have a sandwich made up with local beef. It's something that you can't really get you know, anywhere else. Just, again, that back to that local, mm-hmm. whether it's my product or another local product.
Fresh baked bread that we bake there, organic produce, local beef, yeah. You can really get it all there.
You know, in talking with Joe, who kind of was, you know, you're kind of what I see now is the matriarch of the family.
The second generation.
And
yes.
Joe was
He's the founder. He did it all. Really had a big hurdle to jump with.
I have a lot of respect for Joe, because, you know, when he first came up to me, you know, I first met Joe, I was kind of intimidated, because here I am, this, you know, I'm hopeful grower trying to make this work and kind of pitch my stuff to him. And he just laid out this, you know, institutional knowledge and fundamental wisdom that he had, that just, you know, about, here's my creed, Dan, here's what I'll do, here's where I'll go, here's where I won't go. And he was like, you know what? And he was telling me, I'm not really worried about, you know, marking your products up. I want people to have access to your product. And that was so contrary to everybody else that I try to pitch my stuff to. The bottom line was the dollar all the time, first and foremost, and we ended the conversation with that. And with Joe, it was a little bit different. It was a lot different, because Joe was like, you know what? I want my customers to have reasonable access to local products at a, you know, where they can afford them, where you don't need to overspend on things. And you know, that's another thing about Joe that was just really cool, was like, wow, this is so refreshing that he was willing to give a local guy a break when nobody else would talk to me because I wouldn't meet the commercial criteria and so forth and so on. So, you know, hats off to Joe in that regard.
He's always been amazing like that. That's a huge, huge part of Orchard. It has to be. You know, bring new things in, bring local products in. We've had a lot of wonderful people get started with their products, and it's just nice to see. I particularly enjoy when you come in because, you know, you bring the kids, and it looks very familiar to what we do there.
Right. There are some common threads there. What she's
talking
about
is all. Yeah, the stores.
I bring, you know, my six-year-old in there. He's on summer break, and he helps me. Always looks forward to going to Orchard Nutrition, and because we get some treats there. I know Maggie makes up a delicious protein-like shake most every morning there that you can sample for free and when you walk around the shop.
Yeah, that's a good one.
You've also got some snacks there. And so, you know, from here, where do you see Orchard going from here? I mean, is there anything you're going to do different? You've gone 28 years now, and you've been so far ahead of the curve for so long. Now the curve is almost caught up to you. And I'm just curious, you know, this is a roundtable here. Where do each of us go from here to get the consumer on board and healthy stuff?
Yeah. I think we stay the course, right? What we've been doing, make sure that food is accessible and fresh and local and not overpriced. I definitely wouldn't want to buy eggs in San Francisco. And just be true. That's one thing that that Dad's always said is, you know, we have to run our game. We have to do it the way we believe, and it seems to be working. So I think that's what we're going to stick with.
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
That's
what I'm getting from that. And so, okay, well, you're listening to Positively Healthy on KCNR 1460. We've got to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. Okay, we're back with Positively Healthy here on KCNR 1460, and we're continuing our Saturday conversation with Vicki Leda of Orchard Nutrition. This is Dan Martin once again filling in for Dr. Pratt as she helps me collect eggs today. I'm here taking my shot at radio fame. So I wanted to kind of, you know, wrap things up here with Vicki and thank her for being here and taking the time. I know myself from being an eight-day-a-week operation how hard it is to squeeze this type of thing in. And so forth. And I'm going to let Vicki tell you a little bit about where the store is located, if there's a website, and any other things that she thinks you ought to know about the store.
Absolutely. We do have online shopping. That would be orchardnutrition.com. You can find us at 221 Locust Street. That's the Cypress Shopping Center.
Cypress Square?
Yes. We're open every day, 9 to 9.
Every day, 9 to 9.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, you know, we have our Lazy 69 Ranch beef and eggs there. And, you know, what I've told people from the beginning is, you know, you vote at the register. And, you know, if you can't make it to Orchard and go somewhere else, you know, ask about things. And I think you'll really find there's a difference. The stores are really sensitive to that. You can always visit me at lazy69ranch.com. Shoot me an email. Harass me. Give it your best shot. And so that's kind of where we're at with that. You know, I think we've covered, was there anything else that we left out about the store? We talked about, you know, we're a family operation. We've covered the services that you get from the vitamins and the supplement department there. You can speak to a couple of very well-qualified people and get basically a free consultation regarding supplements or vitamins there. You can get local products. You're always looking. I noticed in the cheese department you had a lot of local vendors, you know, which was really cool. You go and have such a selection of local products. I mean, truly local, not local from Texas like we talked about earlier.
Local from Cottonwood.
Local from Cottonwood, actually. Southern California, right?
Yeah, that's
across
right.
Across the Cottonwood Creek Bridge.
Right.
It's local from Southern California, Cottonwood Creek. And, you know, I think the, you know, I have a sense of appreciation, obviously, for the store, not just because it's local, not just because it's a local store in Reading, but because of the family aspect of it. And, you know, I hope everyone else does too. And so we've covered local, we've covered organic, the services, the bakery, and in the store.
The staff. wonderful people there. Just you know, that's group of people.
You know, what's interesting is the vibe that you get when you walk in the store. Again, I go into a lot of back doors of a lot of supermarkets, and I see everybody's dirty laundry hanging out, basically. You know, I see what goes on in the stores, and, you know, everybody's looking at me like, okay,
oh,
Dad,
yeah,
where'd you come up with that one? So, you know, but, I you know, there really is a difference from people. Everybody else walks in the front door. I walk in the back door, and I see, you know, everything that happens, and there is really...
Our people are incredible. We are, you know, as well as our family, our actual family, my husband and the kids, my father, our staff, we have gatherings together. We have barbecues. We have camping trips together. We like each other, and it really shows in the store. You know, and that's what you see. You see those, you know, in the back room, little goofing around, little everything's, it shows in the store. The staff we have there are wonderful. We have many, many people that have been there 10, 12 years, another huge group of people that have been there more than 6 and 7, just a lot of excellent people that are willing to help, that have excellent knowledge, and that just like it, believe in it, live it.
And they're always happy to help somebody, no matter how onerous the request, I've noticed. You have some tough customers there.
We've got some great people. I've had some phone calls on my cell phone about, did you know that you are out of fill in the blank? Oh, my goodness, okay, I'll take care of that right away. It's kind of a neat thing, the interaction. The customers, well, if they have my home phone number, they'll call. If they'll call Joe on a cell phone, and we like it. We love it. Let us know.
That's amazing. I'm going to give Vicky's cell phone out in the air.
Yeah, so that's a scary thing, huh?
Call late at night at home. But that is a huge difference, and the accountability. You know, and this is where really it's coming down to. If you want to know about my product, I'm accountable for it. I'll tell you in as much gory detail as you want to know, I'll tell you about everything that I do. And accountability at Orchard is huge because, you know, I can walk in there and, you know, as you just said, if I have a problem with the store, however trivial it is, that I can go, you know, in people's case, in my case, they can go right to the CEIEIO, which is me, of Lazy 69. And, you know, I challenge anybody out there to go into any store and ask to talk to the owner. Just try it once.
You'll get one at Orchard.
See what you get. And usually at Orchard, there's one there.
Absolutely.
And so, I mean, I think that's a huge difference. And obviously the other stores are disadvantaged because they can't do that with their size. But, you know, again, this is one place that the locals should be considering supporting for hopefully, you know, numerous reasons that we've fairly outlined here. And I think Dr. Trudy would be kind of happy with the way this went. You know, I hope she is.
I hope she's enjoying those eggs.
Yeah. You know, she's going to get dirty today. She's not afraid of getting dirty, believe me. But I hope this has really helped others. And, you know, again, if we left something out, you can get a hold of us, get a hold of Vicky, talk about labels, talk about, you know, we're pretty much have our cards on the table when it comes
to hear from you.
You know, we've got, there's no facade, there's no hidden agenda, there's nothing there really that the customer can't penetrate, you know, and get to the bottom of.
Absolutely.
And so that's a very cool thing. Was there anything else that I missed about the store? We talked local, organic. You know, and I'm there every Thursday. I have customers catching me in the aisle, telling me, you know, about what we think about our products. And so I thank you for coming on today.
Thanks, Dan. It was a great time. I was nervous, but we had a great time.
Well, this is what it's all about. You know, we're just rookies at this. And so hopefully everybody tolerated it pretty well. And we look forward to coming back on again sometime soon. This has been Positively Healthy, KCNR 1460. And thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you soon. We'll see you out there somewhere.
On this blaze included a number of water-dropping helicopters, a number of fixed-wing aircraft, even a converted DC-10, and a 747 tanker capable of dropping thousands of gallons of fire retardant.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Palmdale, California. More than 20 square miles were burned, a few homes...